Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today criticizing judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. At the White House today, President Trump saying there's no time for trials.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do.
The so-called doomsday mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of helping to murder her own children, now convicted of a new crime, this time for the murder of their fourth husband by an Arizona court. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration announcing Tuesday a series of measures to phase out 8 artificial food dyes and colorings from America's food supply. The Vatican announcing the body of Pope Francis will lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica starting Wednesday. This is ABC News. A move to ban transgender students from girls' sports in Washington State has failed.
Falling short of the 60% needed by just one vote, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association rejected a plan that would have banned transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Mick Hoffman is executive director of the WIAA, which governs school-sponsored athletics in the state.
Our legal team has advised our board that they should not implement any rules that do not align with state law.
Washington's law against discrimination protects transgender students from inequity and intolerance in public schools. Jeff Pogela, ABC News.
The latest data from the Texas Department of Health Services reports 624 cases of measles with 27 new infections confirmed in the past 5 days. Almost all the cases are among people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. At least 64 patients have been hospitalized so far. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis, the final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game 3 of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little clearing overnight. Otherwise, some clouds and patchy fog as well. Morning lows in the upper 30s. Light winds expected. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Look for a few showers, even some rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s. Currently 46 degrees.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Deary Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three. 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 I welcome three.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. It's a beautiful day in Northeast Wisconsin. Little chilly right now, but it's going to be okay. 38 Green Bay, 43 Alpton, 37 Oshkosh. High in the 50s today. We'll take some of that action. Forecast, Todd, are we looking at rain?
No, actually, it's higher than 50s. Don't we get up to like 67 today?
We could actually get way up there today.
Well, how about you get me some updated forecast information then, Todd? Why is the floor wet?
64 for a high 64. Today.
Wow, yeah, 64. I love it.
Today is, like, it's not official, but you can tell there's more people in town.
Yeah.
Right? Because even where I park, it's like, wow,
I was, full. And I'm going to say this, put a little thing on my Facebook, right next door to us, right on the other side of this wall, the new coffee shop opened up. Just, it's kind of a soft opening yesterday, and I was talking, and it was busy. I was in there, there's probably eight people.
Yeah.
And I talked to them, and they were in for the draft. Yeah. They're all Packer fans, but they're all Wisconsin people. You know what I mean? Remember we talked about that? But they were all from Wisconsin, but they were from Medford, wherever those towns are.
Yeah. We got to get.
I'm waiting to see other jerseys. Too. You know, like during the exhibition season.
I was looking for
Fridays.
Some people last night. Yeah. I went to a thing last night, but it was.
I'm sure there's going to be Lion jerseys and Viking jerseys and Bears jerseys and stuff like that.
A lot of Wisconsin people. But today's kind of like today's kind of a kickoff a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, across the street, that event. Are you going to that? It's
$800? Yeah. I just got to borrow $800 from you.
But did you guys know there's 16 events today? That's a lot, I think.
That, absolutely. But I mean, I'll tell you what, you cannot, no one in the country, the NFL, whatever, nobody can say that Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Northeast Wisconsin, I want to go beyond just Green Bay,
Appleton,
that are trying so hard to make this so good. Everybody is doing their absolute best to make this good.
They are.
I give everybody so much credit for that aspect of it.
So,
and can I just say one thing? I just hope the NFL doesn't bleep it up. Do you know what I mean, though? Where it's not as user-friendly or customer-friendly as you'd want? Because the NFL has a little bit of a reputation for doing that.
Well, you and I were talking before we came on. The expectations of, you know, when they show it on TV, it's like this group right in front of the stage.
Right.
That may not be us.
We ain't them. What was the term, Todd? What was the guy for the Super Bowl?
That ain't us?
That ain't not. We ain't,
they not like us.
They not
oh,
like
they
us.
Oh, they not like us, yeah.
Yeah, the people of the bowl, they ain't like us.
Yeah. But we had a thing last night, just at the community shelter in Little Caesars.
That was a big thing. That it was wasn't kind of a little thing.
Yeah, and you know
that
who
was big.
Was
how many pizzas did you guys have?
400.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
A lot of people were walking out with a box of pizza, but
good
because of my diet.
Marco Rivera and everybody was there, huh? Is Marco there?
Yes.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Yes. Right.
Aaron Jones? No?
Yeah. And that Aaron Jones stayed till he signed every autograph.
Got this from Mike. Big line for people getting into the Dan Patrick show this morning. Oh, lots of different jerseys.
I bet. And he was with...
is that Legacy? Where is that? Mike, where is that?
I think he's at... He was at Legacy last night. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. They raised money for the UWGB men's basketball.
Oh, he was with Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So that's where he was last night.
The bar. Oh, he's at the bar. On Holmgren.
Oh, I bet. Because that's... I don't know how many they can seat there, but once they're full, that's it. There wasn't pre-ticket sales or anything.
Just a walk-up, right? Yeah. Just get in line. And uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So.
I remember when Rome came to town, when Rome was first getting big. Remember that? Was,
yes.
97-ish, 8? That was at the Stadium View.
That was a Super Bowl.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
He's here again, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know. I haven't seen him. Do you know Todd?
I think Rome's here.
Okay.
There's like three guys that are coming in for that. But yeah, I just, that Aaron Jones till, and then some lady came, wanted a picture with Aaron Jones and her dog. And he did that. And I would have said, he doesn't have a handler. And then I was like, okay, this is weird. And the dog was not, you know, not as good as my dog. And she took this picture of the dog and then did some other stuff. And then she came back and... she didn't like the picture.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And he took it again.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we would have done that, John.
Well, I will say this, though. Is that the real you talking now? Or is that the guy you were talking about before we went on the air?
Oh, what, me? The new
Todd?
Me?
Todd, you know what? I gotta tell you something. I'm not used to working really long hours anymore.
Well, 14 hours is a long. Hey, 14 hours.
You know what? My temper gets short, and people ask dumb questions. Maybe they weren't even dumb questions, but I took them as dumb questions.
They were last
night.
So
is that
you're right?
Okay,
maybe a little both, but wouldn't you start here 5 and work till 8. That's a long day. I used to do that.
Yeah.
And I guess I did that.
What do you
that
think I do on back, Fridays back during football season?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think I do every day? Yeah.
But you're younger, Todd.
But I think maybe your nerves were a little on edge last night when she was doing that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
she wasn't the only one. So, anyway, it was great. And then the NFL.
Hey, what was Aaron Jones? He wasn't wearing a Vikings jersey, was he?
No.
Okay.
No, when he spoke, because the three of them spoke, and then the lady from New York, the NFL lady, and then the Little Caesars guy, and then they gave us a check for $50,000.
That's phenomenal.
Wasn't that
phenomenal?
Nice?
Unbelievable. Got a text here. Thanks, Jim. Great time last night, Michael.
Yeah, that was fun. We were kind of hanging out.
Great to have you here, Michael. Good morning, everybody. Vicky. Hello, Vicky. How are you? Todd still hasn't updated our forecast.
Oh, I'm having some technical issues. Yeah. Our station is not streaming, so people are texting in.
Okay, that ain't great. All right. We got a great show for you today. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, German Beer Day, Picnic Day. Todd, you know what I want to do one day?
Oh, God.
I'm not a picnic.
No,
that's
picnic.
What I was thinking,
this
right?
Little no, red and white, little
no.
Tablecloth.
No. Yeah. No.
A little basket right in front of his bike.
Aren't those the most overrated things in the world? Picnics?
Yeah, they are.
Sit on your porch and have a sandwich.
Right.
What's the difference?
They never show the flies and the
ants. I know. Yeah. I know. That's overrated.
But anyway,
here's what I want to do with you, Todd. I want to spend a day when we do a show in Oshkosh. I want to go to those bars you hang out in Oshkosh.
Yep.
And I want to have some of that like German beer, the original, like, was 150 years ago when they came to Oshkosh and started brewing beer.
Yeah.
And somebody's got some of those same... I want to do that one day. Oshkosh, I look at Oshkosh as being our hub for beer.
Right.
And they would like to do that.
They would like you to look at them like that.
Yeah.
Because they truly are.
And just sample them. You know, sample the different beers. And then definitely, I mean, I'm vowing. It's not even a question. I'm going to go to every one of the people that were in our craft brewery
absolutely
thing.
Yeah.
And we got to go to Town of Dale. I mean, there's just not even a question.
Well, later on this morning, just so you guys know,
this is it.
Right before 9 o'clock, we'll announce all the winners of the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick.
Awesome.
So we'll announce the top crafter, right? And then we'll also announce the winner of the $250 in gift cards.
Fantastic.
Right, from all the sponsors.
Beautiful. What time is that?
About 8:50 this morning.
8:50?
That's going to be a good one.
All right.
And we would need to, if we're going to go there, you know, they have these outdoor events. I think that would be even more fun.
So, I agree. It's also English Muffin Day. You know, that's one of those things that are really good when you get them at like a restaurant or you're staying at a hotel in the morning. You know what I mean? But do you ever really buy an English muffin and take it home and do anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't go out of my way, but no, that's,
Why are those breakfasts so good though at those when you go down there?
Well,
why are those so good?
Because you don't have to make it.
It's the only time you ever make waffles. You know what I mean? It's like those breakfasts are so. I'll tell you what, biggest treat we ever had. My poor mother, God bless Josephine's soul. But she had pneumonia 6 times. Okay, when I was a kid.
Wow.
She just kept getting them double pneumonia. I mean, bad. Okay. So she'd be in the hospital, and for whatever reason, my dad would always do two things for the kids. He would buy a case with the old wooden cases that would hold like 24 little bottles of pop. You know what I mean?
Like the Ting?
No, they're regular. I mean, whatever. They're being, okay, but
24.
I think that's what it held. Oh, or was, yeah. I don't know, but the wooden cases are worth about 25 bucks a piece now.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But so he'd buy one of those for us. He'd buy us pop, okay? Right. And we'd have that in the shed.
Yeah.
And it's like that was the biggest thrill in the world. That you could come home and have a bottle of pop.
Yeah.
And the other thing he would do, because my mom was there to make breakfast, he would buy those packs of the little individual cereal boxes.
Yeah, that was always a treat.
Oh, my God, was that a treat.
Why were those better than the big box?
You tell me.
They weren't, but
you got a little box of sugar pops getting there.
Yep.
And that is Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is the best.
Ones that you would never buy the full box, but you'd have the little ones. Oh, my goodness.
You're right.
Oh, Tony the Tiger. As much as we felt for my poor Josephine being in the hospital with pneumonia again, we got pop and we got the little individual box of cereal. So we are okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay with six
Sorry,
times.
Josephine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Got another one here from Tori. Today is going to be the largest influx of passengers flying in with all the added flights. Yesterday had many passengers from around the world and projected top draft picks. Tori, keep us in the loop here. Keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
We also got a thing here. It's perfect time for the world's worst trivia contest. Less listeners. Brian, you're so snarky.
Brian. 617. Come on.
Brian.
But we love that about him.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and we want to keep him because I see him texting Pete at night, giving Pete some heck.
Oh, no good. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's cool.
He's double timing us a little bit. But Brian, you're always welcome to
like that.
Give us some hell.
Pete coming your way from Madison this week, I believe, right?
Yes.
I stopped in yesterday when Convoy was here. It's also Cherry Cheesecake Day. I don't like cherry anything. No. I don't like cherry pie, but cherry cheesecake I can handle. You?
I mean,
can you make a bad cheesecake? Is there such a thing as a bad cheesecake?
I don't think so. I mean, there's really, really good cheesecake, though. I mean, there's different levels. But
oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you. Good cheesecake.
Best cheesecake I've ever tasted in my entire life, and this is no lie, is the stuff we had in the WISS studios when...
Oh, yeah.
That was... Did you bring your mom some?
Yes, I did. That was great.
She had to love it, right?
Yes.
That was absolutely so delicious.
That was good. Yeah.
Wow. And the cannolis?
Yeah.
Mm. Todd, where are we going to Oshkosh?
That's
Can we go to Oshkosh?
Couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah. It's also Asparagus Day.
On the grill.
Oh, I love asparagus.
Whenever I have grilled salmon, I always want that's the one go-to.
That is.
Yep. All right. We got a full lineup for you, folks. More about it when we come back right after this.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. So
this is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
It is time to kick off another quick daily NFL draft update. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. There's so much to do, it's hard to choose. But count on us to be your guide with a few of our personal picks for Wednesday, April 23rd. This is one you don't want to miss. It's all about Green Bay's historic City Stadium today.
Terry, the Packers called 1500 East Walnut Street home from 1925 until 1956. Field Fest is your chance to see all of it. Games until 2 p.m., selfies until the sun goes down.
Fun! And then head over to Schreiber Foods at 400 North Washington for Taste of the Draft. Enjoy supper club-style food, music, and fireworks tonight while supporting important work to end student hunger.
Terry, that sounds like fun, too. We've got more new ideas tomorrow from the NFL Draft in Green Bay and information anytime at WGBW.FM and WISS.FM. For Terry Barr, I'm Todd Michaels.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here, and a good looking Wednesday morning. 38 degrees in downtown Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in downtown Oshkosh at our WISS studios. Happy birthday, John Oliver, 48 years old. John Cena, 48 years old. George Lopez, 64. Valerie Bertinelli. Man, I had me a crush on Valerie Bertinelli back in the day. 65 mm-hmm. years old.
Same age, right.
Man, she was just a pistol, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And is that his? Hey, Todd. One of the sadder, so many rock stars didn't have great endings, but you never thought Eddie Van Halen would go that way, did you? You know what I mean? I mean, the Ozzy Osbournes and the Crazies and the what, but he seemed like a nice guy.
Him or her?
Well, I don't know. I think she was, I mean, they were married.
Yeah. Right. She was okay.
And he just went.
At the end, he was
right.
Bad.
But were you surprised she was with him?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is she seems so normal. You never heard a bad thing about her.
But right. Melissa Gilbert also dated the guy from the Beastie Boys for a while.
You're right.
I think the good girls like a little bad boy.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. They do. That's why the girls never liked me. I was too good.
Whatever.
Come on.
Yeah, you saw my picture in the eighth grade. Would you want some of that? I still say I was the homeliest kid in my class. Lee Majors, 86. I took a leak next to Lee Majors.
Thank you for sharing that.
Like right next to each other.
We've had this conversation, and we all told stories about who we had.
Right. Yes, we had that. Who's the most famous person you shared a restaurant?
Right.
Yep. Yes.
Mine was.
And it was at a Michigan Panthers game against, he owned a team in the USFL. Back in the original USFL, which I'm just going to say this, and I don't care, mega people, you don't like it. Donald Trump ruined the USFL. The USFL was a great league, and he owned New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that league was on the verge of being really good, mm-hmm. but he wanted to put it into the NFL, mm-hmm. and it kind of threw everything kittywumbus.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the United States Football League. There were so many great players. It's mind-boggling. The great players they had.
Yeah.
I mean, Herschel Walker, when he was just unbelievable, and Anthony Carter and Bobby Hebert and Brian Sipe. I could go on. Name me a team in the USFL, and I'll tell you who's on that team.
Brian Sipe played for Cleveland, didn't he?
Yeah. Also played in the USFL.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Trump will own an NFL team someday.
Oh, he will. But I'm saying is that was a good league. And I tried watching their game the other day on Sunday. A game was on. Just doesn't have any pizzazz. Just probably 10,000 people at the game. And it's just.
They're trying to reignite that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not gonna
work. It's not. It's
that NFL is they're too far.
It's
ahead.
Just it's not gonna happen. It's yeah. not. It's okay. not. Whoa, I saw Travis Hunter sporting a Packers sweatshirt at Austin Straubel yesterday. Come on, Goody. Is that legit?
Wow.
Is that Tory? Todd? Hey Todd, can you do me a favor?
What?
Could you stop paying so much attention to what you're doing over there technically to get us on the air and start paying more attention to us? And don't let your little intern over there cause you problems.
Julie, let me just say I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah.
So sorry for you.
Wow. So Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
He's that running back?
Wide receiver, defensive back.
Oh.
He wants to play both. Yes. Well, that's Terry. Thank you, Terry. Yeah.
He was wearing, wow.
That's not going to happen.
And I don't believe that. Do you think he'd come on wearing that?
Maybe just to be, you know.
Wow.
Just to be whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah.
So are you, what are you going to with all these events? I mean, have you
I don't
put
know.
Your.
You know, I don't
if
have
I,
any.
If I say, did you fill out your dance card, you'd make fun of me again.
I know.
So did you put out your agenda or what do you call them?
No. Old guy. Well, I'm excited about with Mark Hewson at the Bell and Sports Medicine thing.
And that, and in the lobby, not in the lobby, in the parking lot is really cool. Do you see that
yeah,
setup?
Yeah, he sent me a picture. I'm really looking forward to that.
All those nonprofits, all that food truck. So that's kicks off tomorrow at 4.
Do you know what I don't own?
Yeah, quite a bit. But what?
Any Packer gear.
Oh, come on.
I don't have. I mean, I got the hoodies, you know, but I mean, as far as for like, the, you know, because even Mark say, hey, when you come to our party, you know, where it's like, I got visors and I got hoodies, but I don't have like this Brewer type thing. You know what I mean? I don't have regular Packer gear.
Mm.
Todd, you got anything I can borrow?
Not really.
No?
No.
I mean, you're going to that event, or what are you going to wear?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to represent, but please don't wear your, you know what I'm, you know what.
That sport coat.
What you wore yesterday,
yeah.
Right? It looked really, and Jim, I have to tell you, a lot of people told me you look really good in pink yesterday.
Yeah.
It looks really good on you.
It totally, I had so many people tell me that too.
I actually made a promo out of that.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But don't wear one of your sweater vests from 1999.
Well, I like sweater vests.
I know you wear,
I have a lot of them, but okay. No, I'm going to, I don't know, yeah, I'm going to wear something Packery, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. But I don't know about going to the draft. Are you going to that after?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you? I mean, I'm still wide-eyed here. It's like, what's really going to happen? Once the doors are open, it's like, okay.
Well, if we go to that, the doors open to the draft at 5. We're going to go to Bellin's party at 4, have some drinks and eat. If the doors open at 5 and we go there at 6, it could be sold out already.
I know.
I mean, not sold out.
No, but I mean, cool. I know. I don't know. I mean, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Should we send Shadow knows.
Here, Shadow. Should we send the intern, and then when we're ready to go, we kick him out and we take his spot?
Yeah. Kind of like at the Academy Awards. Right. Be a seat filler.
Right.
Now let's go. Yeah. Let's go, buddy. Out.
That's my spot.
Yeah.
We need to think of this stuff ahead of time.
I know.
That's what we have to use these people for.
Right.
Our interns?
Personal, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personal game.
Line standers. So.
Okay.
Here I am.
Us.
All right. Goodbye.
Didn't we say we were going to do that
right,
as a business?
Right. We did. Yeah. Charge them.
We didn't
$25 bucks
do it,
an hour, 50
guys.
Bucks an hour.
We've had so many great ideas, and we haven't. You know what I was thinking, too? You know what I was thinking? So the new coffee shop, as I mentioned, opened up right next door, right outside of this
we've
wall
been,
that I'm pointing at.
I haven't been there.
I think we should put in a window, a sliding
right here.
Window,
yeah. right here.
There. Wouldn't that be great? And then we could talk to some of the people. Hey, who's got in your car? Hey, what are you buying there? Caffiato Machiano. Hey, como estai? I was actually speaking Spanish with a guy in there.
How's
yesterday.
That going to help them? We need to help them. We need a drive-thru. We got to figure out something else. That's not going to work.
That could work. Why won't that work?
We'll have the intern run the drinks out to
hey,
the car.
Hey,
that's what we have to do.
Cut a hole in our wall.
No, have him run the drinks. Say drive-through service.
He'll
oh my
be
like, God. That's awesome.
That is
they can
great
call
idea.
It in. He runs it out. They can stay in their car in their pajamas that you wear and you sleep in.
And then all the tips that he makes, he gives to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Why didn't I think of this?
He's an intern.
It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Mono and the Mayor, back after this.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Insuring a farm can be tricky. Farms have a wide range of assets and activities that require specialized coverage. When you are worrying about the home, personal property, and farm buildings, equipment, and livestock, some liabilities can get accidentally overlooked. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and we're talking about some of those items today with Rural Mutual insurance agent Barbie Manter. She works with a diverse portfolio of farm businesses from dairy and cash crops to goat yoga. She walks us through some of the items that you don't want to miss in your policy.
Well, I think a lot of times the aha moment is we'll go through all of their items that they have on the farm, whether it's livestock, whether it's crops, or you know what they have as far as machinery. And then I think a lot of people forget that rural protects the most important thing, which is them. When I have those meetings with them and say, you know, what is your legacy plan? Do you have children you're going to pass the farm down to, or, you know, what does that look like? And a lot of times they kind of forget about insuring themselves, which is the most important piece, because without them, then none of that could happen. Then we either get into the life insurance piece, or we get into like the living retirement plan.
Once again, that's Rural Mutual insurance agent Barbie Manter along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The next application deadline for grants from Dairies Foundation is June 1st. Organizations nationwide can apply for grants up to $10,000. These grants support new programs that build skills for students or dairy producers and also increase public trust in dairy. You can find complete grant information at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as you'll receive 5 stories delivered to your inbox every day so you can continue to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high today, right around 70. Tonight, more rain, scattered showers mostly. Our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Cooler, too, with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
From Cracked.com, talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL draft activities in the Lambeau Field area starting tomorrow. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year. Speaking of the draft, several area school districts have planned vacations during the draft to help avoid crowds and disruptions. Green Bay Area Public Schools are off today through Friday. Ashwaubenon schools will have an early release today and are closed Thursday and Friday. The Unified School District in De Pere will have Friday off, and Howard Suamico schools will have an early release on Friday. Denmark, Pulaski, West De Pere, and Wrightstown, all in the greater Green Bay area, are continuing with a normal schedule this week. The EAA has over 750 temporary positions to fill for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, taking place July 21st through the 27th. Positions include retail, security and event support, auto parking, camper registration, and even bartending services. Retail and auto parking applicants can be as young as 14, security personnel must be at least 16, and other positions require individuals to be 18 years of age or older. See our story at WGBW.FM for more information and links to apply. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
And don't forget, coming up later on this morning around 8:50, we'll announce the top craft pick with the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick promotion. It went on for like 12 weeks. You had time to vote online. And this morning, we'll announce the winner, the top crafter in the top craft pick promotion. Plus, we'll announce the winner of the $250 in gift cards for participating sponsors as well. So that's coming up this morning around 8:50 with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday to you. The eve of the National Football League draft. Somebody let me know. Somebody mentioned Dan Patrick, and I know I saw something like this wherever listed. Where are some of the other shows going to be? Some of the national shows. I know Pat McAfee, of course, is coming to town. Where's he going to be? Somebody help us out here. We also got a couple of texts here. Mino mentioned he got great cheesecake in Oshkosh. Where was that? Wendy.
Fox River Brewing.
Wendy, you got to go there.
Oh. Yep. She actually called in to ask that question.
Wendy, and what was it? We had like the caramel, almost like a turtle cheesecake. It was caramel and walnuts.
Was that made with the beer or not? Remember they had the candy beer from Hughes?
It was a match with the chocolate.
Correct.
It was caramel, though, wasn't it?
I think it had some caramel on it. Okay. Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was so good. That's the place we got to go to. Fox River Brewing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got a text here hanging out at Paradise Distillery tonight for Bluegrass and Bourbon Night. Music by the Wick Snippers? Whippersnackers?
Wick Snippers?
Wick Snippers. Wick Snippers.
Yeah.
Where is that brewery? I don't know.
Paradise?
Paradise Distillery. Where is that?
Paradise Club?
I remember that.
Yeah, I knew you'd been. In fact, when I put that text up, I just made sure it didn't say Paradise Club.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
What? Yeah. How? Okay. You know the one thing that I haven't seen anything on that will probably be as busy as any place in Northeast Wisconsin?
He doesn't need advertising. Gentlemen's Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He doesn't need to advertise.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, when you get 200,000 people. That.
I know, but you haven't seen any, like, you know, draft specials, Shaquinta. You know what I mean?
From Las Vegas.
What?
She's back.
And her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Shaquinta twins. Candy apples.
All right.
Can we go to the phone?
Diana's here.
Oh, hi, Diana.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I apologize for talking about adult gentlemen's clubs here in Green Bay.
I know. When you're our next guest, I mean, you don't have a lot of those. Happens. You don't have a lot of those at Heritage Hill, do you?
One night a year. Yeah. So yeah, Deer Hunter's Widow special.
Yeah, right.
But all they do is churn butter.
Yes,
it's
right.
A totally different thing.
You got to dress like. Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Diana,
one of the worst moments of my life happened at Heritage Hill.
Oh gosh.
I had to be the judge of It was your old boss. I don't know if you're working there. Then Mr. Pelkey wanted me to come there. They were doing the throwback. You were doing
Charles.
Charles, he was a great guy. Doing the Little House on the Prairie things. And we had the girl from Little House on the Prairie, the mean girl. And she was there. And I had to judge the costume competition of all these little girls that dressed exactly like Shortcake and everybody from Little House on the Prairie. I've never had more irate little girls in bonnets yell at me that when I announced who the winner was. My mom worked on this until 6 o'clock last night. And I didn't. It was so. I just want you to know that about Heritage Hill events, that you got to be careful
and then
judging.
My fond memory was you made me read the Declaration of Independence in with the hat, the wool, all that.
I didn't make you do that. I didn't make you do that.
No, they did.
Oh, they did. Yeah,
they did. And it was,
oh, that's what they do to people at Heritage Hill.
If you look at the 4th of July, and I did that a lot, one of them was in the 90s. I'm not kidding you.
I know. I was there the day the guy, they were doing the reenactment of the Civil War, and the guy passed out.
I almost did, too.
Yeah. So, Diana, I hope our event goes better this week.
It's going to be, the weather's going to be better. So, all right.
And it'll be indoors.
Well, you're indoors with that, your event.
Yes. It's a great event. Diana, tell everybody about what we're doing at Heritage Hill this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, on Friday, we've got a Drafting the Legacy of Jack Vanese's Transformed Football, a panel of folks who are going to come in and talk about why he deserves to be in a Pro Football Hall of Fame. We've got his brother, Sam Vanese. We're going to have his daughter, Valerie, and a handful of other people, Warren Gerds, Roy Spoils, Dave Robinson, a video by Mike Lombardi. All is going to just take some time to explain why he deserves to be on the Hall of Fame and hopefully have you sign that petition.
And once again, Jack Vanese was the Packers. It didn't have the title of general manager at the time, but he was basically the general manager. He drafted or was instrumental at bringing in 13 guys that are now on the Pro Football NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow.
No one in the history of sport, any sport you can imagine, anywhere, has brought in more Hall of Famers than Jack Vanese did. And he did it back when the Packers were terrible, and he was drafting these guys, the Jerry Kramers of the world who's coming into town this week, and the Dave Robinsons. I mean, Bart Starr, Jim Taylor, Paul Hornung, Ray Nitschke, on and on and on. Forrest Gregg, he drafted all of those guys, which is amazing. And there's a push, and it's been going on for some time, but we're going to try to do something. I'm going to be the moderator or host or whatever you want to call this for our event coming up at Heritage Hill. And we want to invite people to come there. And people are – it's basically just to try to – with the pro football world looking at Green Bay this week, we just feel like it's – and Cliff Wall is very instrumental in this. It's just a way to kind of bring Jack Vanese's
awareness.
Bring awareness to it, to the whole NFL.
But that was the 60s.
He died in 1960.
Why?
He was only 33 years old when he died.
So why isn't he in there?
Don't know. Don't know. And I'll be honest with you, it's disappointing.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. It's unprecedented.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, though. I mean, I was there. We were both there for the dedication of his. And I've heard about him. I know a little bit more about him because I'm hanging around with you, but he's not a household name.
He's not, and he should be. In fact, they tried to get him on the Packers in the bowl, you know, the Ring of Honor.
That would be a first step.
Bob Harlan wouldn't allow it. I mean, I love Bob Harlan, like, greatest guy I ever met in sports, but he wouldn't allow it because he said their rules were either a player, coach, or general manager, and he wasn't, his title was scout, even though he was the general manager of, he'd be like a player personnel director these days. That would be his title. And the Packers won't put him on their Ring of Honor. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
So we're doing a big event at Heritage Hill. Could give us a little bit more, if you don't mind, Deanna.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event's going to start at 1, and then it's just going to go through all these different speakers. They'll go through his life. Sam's going to talk about his early life up until he became the scout for the Packers.
Sam
was
his brother.
From there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. Yep, but Sam's his brother.
Yep, Sam's his brother. And then Valerie's got a clip, a news clip that he was interviewed in way back when, so that's going to be really awesome to see. Yep.
And the goal go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the goal is to get people to sign this petition, I take it, right?
Yes, absolutely. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and Heritage Hill just wants to be a part of that.
And to bring awareness to all the national media that's in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. Tell everybody where and when.
Yep, so it's going to be at Heritage Hill on Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m.
There you go.
That's going to be great. And yes. I think that's it's a good start. And I don't mean to say start, but it is a little bit of a start. That thing needs a little work.
It needs some traction.
Yeah.
And they've tried before. And, you know, with the draft coming to town here, there's never been a better time for the NFL eyes to be on on this area and all the media and everything. And I hope we get some national media there. Have you heard anything like that?
No, unfortunately, not yet.
Okay.
But you know who's also in town is that NFL Films. They were at our last night.
That's what I mean. This is the time. It's the place. So we're trying to get the word out to anybody out there media-wise. Please, you know, I mean, 1 o'clock on Friday, it's a little bit of a downtime because the gates are, you know, with the draft read later and everything. So I hope people come out to Heritage Hill for this.
Me too. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's, and wow, that's amazing, like you said. And you're sure no one else has done that?
No.
Wow.
No. No, it's incredible. What he did was the main guy at bringing in all those players that became the glory teams, the glory years teams. Jack Vanisi was the guy that drafted every one of those players.
And I'm assuming he was a good guy.
They say he was a phenomenal guy. Yeah. He died at 33 years old.
Wow.
He played football at Notre Dame and then got hurt. And then he went into the Army. And when he was in the Army, he got, I think it was rheumatic fever or one of those kind of things. And that affected his heart. Okay. You know, even after it was, and so he was, you know, it's like 10 years later, it still had affected his heart. And he was eating a piece of pie on like Thanksgiving Day and died.
Well,
yeah. Really tragic, tragic story. But the family, I mean, his brother became the Chicago Bears general manager. And he was the guy that put together the 85 Chicago Bears. I mean, pretty amazing. And then his other brother, of course, here is a veterinarian in town.
Yeah.
But amazing football minds between that family.
The GM from the 85 Bears, is he here?
He died.
Oh.
Passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him, where the hell you been?
I know. I know.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, we got to get the community kind of gets behind this stuff. They sure did with Jerry Kramer. I mean,
absolutely.
Remember that?
My God. It's incredible.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So tell us once again, what, where, when, and everything, Deanna.
Yeah, so Heritage Hill State Historical Park at Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m. We'll be having a panel campaign to get that petition signed for Jack Vanisi.
Right, and that's a 1-3 thing, right? I mean, there's an end to that. Did I see that in the paper?
1-3.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's
depends on how long
plan
I want.
Day.
Depends on how long I want.
That's why
talk.
I thought we'd put an end to it. So,
yeah,
no, all right,
go on and on and on.
Yeah, each one of the people coming out could talk about Jack and how great of a person he was and how he transformed football for a long time, so
right.
Gotta shut it off.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
And Dave Robinson is going to be there, right?
Correct.
Okay, outstanding. Give it to us one more time.
Yes, Heritage Hill State Historical Park, Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m.
Beautiful. Thank you
so much.
We'll
see you there.
Dana.
That's going to be fun.
Thanks.
All right.
There you go.
That'll be good. And you're right. There's other stuff going on, but the draft is until, what, 7, 5, the doors open, and maybe people will have been to the Pack Experience.
So your intern here was telling us.
That's our intern.
Well, whatever you want to call him. What do we call Todd, let's go.
This is Ryan.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What should we call him?
I don't really give him a title.
Okay.
All right.
He hasn't earned a title. He hasn't even earned a title of intern yet. Intern in training?
There you go.
Okay. IIT. So he says he's getting there 2 hours early.
Yes.
Is that a thing? Is it going to be that
you
big of a rush?
Bet?
I bet it might be.
Wow.
Tonight, John.
Have you seen a number, how many that holds?
No.
The whole parking lot type thing? I haven't either.
No.
Have you, Todd?
No.
Intern boy, have you? No.
Intern boy.
No.
We just called him.
IIT.
Intern in trading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen that? I haven't seen how many it holds.
But the overflow does go to the bowl, right? Is that like a given?
I'll be totally honest with you. I mean, again, we're all doing a walk in space where we've never been to. But I'd like to go over there and see how far back you would have to be from the actual stage, from where Roger Goodell is going to be. What I'm saying is I think it might be a much better seat being in the bowl because you're going to be watching on a big screen anyway. I'd rather go in the bowl and sit there comfortably than be shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of sweaty people and 200 yards away. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, but then you're not. Yes. But you're not there. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, that's, yes.
If I was hot and sweaty and drinking beer, would you want to stand next to me for 3 hours?
Not even if you weren't, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back up, please.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A parade of well-known brands and CEOs lavished a post-election tribute of $239 million to the Trump Vance Inaugural Committee, according to a new filing with the Federal Election Commission. What was it used for? Voters will likely never know. Let's start with the $5 million donation by Pilgrim's Pride, one of the world's largest meat processors and a subsidiary of a Brazilian company. Cryptocurrency Ripple gave almost $4.9 million, followed by billionaire investment banker Warren Stevens. Stevens' contribution to the inaugural and another $4 million to two Trump super PACs likely earned him the nomination to be ambassador to the UK. In the latest FEC report, 61 donors gave $1 million or more. Manufacturers included Toyota, Tyson, Boeing, and NVIDIA. Unsurprisingly, fossil fuel companies like Occidental, ExxonMobil, and Chevron were on the list, as were pharmaceutical companies Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and trade association Pharma. McDonald's, Target, Verizon, Comcast, and Amazon each gave $1 million as well. What do donors get for their money? Apple CEO Tim Cook, who donated $1 million, got a tariff exemption for Apple's Chinese-made products. And where does that money go? Federal law does not require disclosure of expenses for inaugural committees. See the list of donors at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Wednesday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Look at Todd rocking it today.
98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 38 right now in downtown Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in downtown Oshkosh. Looking to get into the mid-60s today. Cloudy, slight chance of showers. Got some texts here. Okay. Vinny was at the pizza party yesterday, says Tori. I know. The pizza party was hosted by a guy sitting this far away from me. And I said first thing this morning, I said, hey, Vinny was at your party. It was Vinny who? Vinny Vitrano, my former co-host, who you used to come into our show. I don't know him.
John, I was working. I was very busy. I told you that.
And not in a good mood by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's kind of true.
Okay, let me get. Hey, Todd. And this.
I had to give tours.
Two guys that have spent their lives getting up at 5 o'clock, 4:30, whatever, in the morning, and working till late at night.
But, John, that was 10 years, not 10 years ago, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that anymore. Do you still do that?
I do a lot of events.
But you go home and you maybe...
I never nap.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys both run out of here at 5 after 9.
Right. We sleep for a couple hours.
Snoozing by 9:20.
Right. And then
get out of here.
And you don't know that.
I go to work.
You don't know.
I know.
Yesterday was just a straight.
Intern boy, shut his mic up.
It was just a straight 4:30 till 9, and I was very tired last night. So I was, and I haven't done that in years, like 6 years. And so, yes, I did not go and mingle. Mm-hmm. I was.
You should call Vinny later today and get him on the air tomorrow morning.
I would be happy to meet with him, give him a tour. I didn't do that.
What time is he on?
He does mornings.
I know. It's like early, like 6.
I would say probably like
Is he doing a show from Green Bay?
I don't know.
I would imagine.
Don't know. We're guessing.
Nick? Call Nick.
Okay.
Nick
I've got a.
You got Nick's number?
I'll see.
They're playing a song.
Is he here for the duration of the draft?
I don't know. Maybe you could have asked him that last night when he's at your event.
I've got a house on Shadow. It great food, and we can go there. I'll meet him there.
Where I haven't heard of this before.
You have a house on Shadow?
No, I don't. I got a friend that's invited us.
Oh, gotcha.
Hadn't heard that before either. Either.
No, so it's great.
When is that? Tonight?
But now Vinny's in town, and it's like, yeah.
He got it for the draft. Hmm. Financial guy.
When did you learn of this?
A couple days ago.
Okay.
He said, bring your friends. So we should do that, you guys. I'm busy. But, okay, that's fine. I didn't really... The extension was to Vinny, so I'm going to, because I want to meet him. I want to make up to it.
Yeah, that's
good. I feel
bad
I didn't talk to him last night, but there were a lot of people, and I just want to say, John,
he actually put that on his Facebook, but the former mayor blew him off.
Yeah.
I was busy.
He did. He put that on there.
I was busy.
So he blew me off, and he seemed like he was in a really bad mood.
Bad mood.
I don't know.
Short-tempered. See, he looked really tired.
What was his name? Aaron Jones. I gave him a tour, and that took longer because people kept stopping him, and.
I'll tell you what.
He's a super nice guy.
I mean, I was wrong when they let him go to the Vikings. I thought, oh my God, but Jacobs is a better running back. Josh Jacobs is phenomenal. He's a great, great running back. But what I'm saying is this: Aaron Jones, in the time he was in Green Bay, as good of a local citizen representative.
Oh man.
Proud Absolutely. Of being a Green Bay Packer, proud of living in Northeast Wisconsin, did incredibly wonderful things for our military veterans.
Yep.
That was one of the really good guys that came through here. Yep. As far as guys, just being a good guy.
I put him up with Driver.
Yes, yes.
Just
very much so. Just embracing the area,
And people, I told you, one lady, she didn't like her picture with her dog. She came back, and he's like, he took another one. Some of those guys are like, one picture, I got to get going.
Was Marco Rivera there at your place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bigger guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Ahaha Dix.
Brian.
Don't. We won't. Not to air. Thank you, Brian. Besides, they're closed anyway.
Brian, again, you're so snarky.
I know he is.
He's so snarky.
He is.
Paradise Distillery is located at the Marina at Bay Beach.
They've been on our show.
Oh,
of course, you guys.
Came in. They had the cool packaging. Bottles. Yeah.
Oh, the packaging's awesome.
Oh, man. Okay. Venezia was inducted into the Packer Hall of Fame in 1982. That is true. But again, they don't have him on the Ring of Fame. I don't know why.
So he's in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
I got another text here. Definitely more traffic around town this morning.
Well, see, that's good to hear, right? That's like a barometer. I drive every day the same route, and today this person has noticed an uptick in traffic. Well, that's good.
I don't know anything technically humanly possible. Okay. Like I said, I smashed a shower. Shampoo bottle the other day because I couldn't open it. Mm. I have zero patience for things like that. Mm-hmm. So, Todd,
yeah,
can you hook us up with the One Pass or the iPad?
You've got IIT right here.
This guy right here.
This guy's going to set you up with the One Pass on
he
your phone.
He can do that. Right. And then the other thing, set him up for, put him on the stadium view. You can order as many tickets as you want on there, but put him on the stadium view. You can't go there because you're not 21, but put him on there to.
Are you 21?
Yeah. Are you? Yes. Oh, okay.
Doesn't even know his IIT.
And that's
no, that's unbelievable. It's so disappointing. Todd, we're surrounded by incompetence.
Yeah, we are.
How do we get it done?
Well, I think we joined this crew and we do a very nice job of joining in on that. Okay.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who are told to leave their homes because of a growing wildfire. Kelly Mendoza, one of the evacuees whose power was also cut, says she's not the one people should be thinking about.
Just pray for the firefighters and the police that are all fighting this fire and they get it under control, and God be with them.
Thousands of faithful filing past the casket of Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Most did not know him personally, but Sister Jeanette Gaudet did.
He was somebody that I will never forget because he was so personal and funny. Personal and funny and full of joy and hope.
The Pope's funeral will be held on Saturday. The market's pointing higher following a strong day on Tuesday, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a group of bankers that he doesn't think the current situation with tariffs between the U.S. and China is sustainable. This is ABC News. The cons-